From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, it's the start of June already, and this is the QNews segment from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm Secretary John, VK4JPM, and we're working towards some good old-fashioned end-of-financial-year excitement, but more about that in coming weeks. Our two events coming up next weekend, with all the info that you need in the calendar entries at the club website. Our bi-monthly informal lunch is locked in for Sunday the 8th of June at the Highfields Tavern. There's a menu on our site so you can see what's on offer, and it's the usual rules, order and pay for what you want. We have a table booked in the bistro and it's all family friendly, so come along. If you're in the area in advance, check it out and let us know what you think. And if you get a chance, drop an RSVP to lunch at ddrci.org.au so that we can get an idea of numbers. Make sure that's in your diary. I'll remind you on Q News next week, but by then you'll only have 2 hours to make arrangements, so better to lock it in now. And if you're listening to this on the evening replay, it's either, well, we had a good time, or oops. Now, on Monday the 9th of June, we have our monthly club meeting, once again at the Toowoomba Library on Victoria Street from 1900 onwards, and it's a packed program. Let's start with repeaters. If you're listening to this on any of the linked repeaters that cover from Toowoomba to Sunshine Coast to Gold Coast to Bunya Mountains to Brisbane to Ipswich and points in between, you might have wondered how the network came to be and how it works. Our guest of honour for June is Andrew Chapman, VK4QF, who will be able to authoritatively tell you exactly how the linking works, what it does, and how to get the best value from it. There are certain to be things you didn't know it could do. Andrew also looks after the VK4RZ group of repeaters for Wison and the emergency teams. And we've convinced Andrew to talk a bit about his day job, which is looking after the comms that support all the official emergency services, police, ambulance and fire across the region. So come along and find out what technologies are used and how it all works. Also on the night, bring along some show and tell if the mood takes you. We all like to see other people's stuff. And we'd like to get your thoughts on some changes we'll need to make at the AGM. We don't want any surprises. So please turn up. Zoom details are on the website already, and we'll be sending a reminder in the next week to help you find out how to connect. Now, a big forward tip for the diary. The new solar battery regime starts on the 1st of July, when all the tariffs go up as well. What we'd really like to know is how to make the best use of the grid, and Peter, VK4EA, who has the interesting job of pulling together the standards and technology that makes the power grid for Queensland work, is going to be our special guest for that meeting. You're not going to find a more authoritative source on how the grid is controlled than Pete. That meeting on the 14th of July, Monday, and details will again be on our website. In fact, dates and times for everything that the club does will be on the website, which is easy to find, www.ddrci.org.au. One last thing. We've made it easier to join or rejoin the club. If your membership has lapsed, why not fill in the form now and you'll get 14 months of membership for the price of 12. Your support is important and strong numbers will help us with some discussions that are coming up in the next month. If you're not getting our emails and you'd like to receive updates, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll fix it. Or drop us a line via the contact page. Until next week, thanks for listening. 73s from all of us here at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Welcome, 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 as a TV character used to say. Yes, welcome to winter, with the shortest period of daylight coming around in about 3 weeks. For those playing on the shortwave bands, I hope you've been enjoying the gyrations of the solar weather over the past week. As we reach the peak of the solar cycle, we can expect more of the strange conditions to persist. It's very eerie to turn on the rig and not to hear any atmospheric noise at all. It's frustrating to experience blackouts and very low MUF, but It all adds to the mystique of amateur radio. Sometimes I have to consider what are the necessary features of amateur radio when confronted with obvious lack of understanding of what I learned as basic information. It happened during the week when I offered an explanation of what an antenna accessory that had its photo posted to a group. The author wanted to know which was the antenna and which was the ground or counterpoise connection on the device. To this old-timer, it was obvious that it was a ballon for connection between 50-ohm coax and 450-ohm ladder line. The response that I received from the author and some who followed the thread was that I must be wrong, as it had to be for connection to an end-fed horizontal wire antenna, an EFHW, regardless of the DC resistance measurements that he had observed. Sadly for me, it seems so many new amateurs are learning the least amount of information to pass the assessment without gaining an understanding of the subject. I know that this has been a criticism over many years of the US system, where many authors produce cram manuals for each level of license. When we look at the international definition of amateur radio, part of its characteristic is that of self-learning. Then the question becomes, just what are we learning? There are radio services that cater for just chatting, and the introduction to theory can get caught up in that. The amateur service would not be where it is today, were it not for the citizens band in many countries. Then, is ham radio just a chat service with access to multiple bands and modes? As helpful as chat groups on the internet can be, it is my feeling that too many newly minted operators turn to this source rather than opening a book or doing a search for the correct information. It doesn't take long to see errors posted in chat groups, and all too often they remain uncorrected. Perhaps it is the need to school candidates in doing basic research and learning what are good resources. My small library is invaluable when I don't want to compare sources online and just want to look up a chart or check a fact or two. We can be pleased that we have good training materials available for our Aussie training, and even older versions of the radio handbooks from the major English-speaking countries can be more reliable than a fact check on social media. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.